The third type of separation is called Prem-Vaichitya. We discussed Prem-Vaichitya already in somewhat detail when Srimati Radhika is with Krishna, but due to her anurag, then she becomes bewildered, and in madness she thinks that Krishna is not there, and she becomes overwhelmed with separation. This we spoke with example of Prem Vaichitya in Prem Sarova, also Prem Vaichitya in Sri Radha Kund. In describing the fourth type of Vipalamba, which is Pravash, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, the wise say that obstacles to the couple meeting, such as place, that this is Pravash. He says that there are two types of Pravash, intentional and unintentional. That in the intentional Pravas, this takes place when the man goes away because of duties, when Krishna performs actions to please other devotees. And then he explains that there's two types of intentional Pravas. There's somewhat far separation and very far separation. Srila Vishnu Acharya Thakur explains that somewhat far Pravas means going from Vraj to some other place in Vraj. Means that Krishna's going and he's performing his duties. In the morning time, he's going out to take care of the cows. And at that time, there is separation. And the gopis, they're in their homes. And in their hearts of love, then they're seeing Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. This is somewhat far. And then when Krishna, he goes from Vraj to Mathura and then to Dwarka, then this is very far. So the verse that we are discussing now is describing this state of separation, this pravas, which is very far. That after Krishna, he's left Vrindavan, he's gone to Mathura. And then Krishna, he's speaking with Uddhav. And he's remembering the prema of the gopis. And how the gopis, in separation from him, they're feeling that in separation, one moment is like a kalpa. Then this is this pravas, which is intentional separation, which is happening from a very far distance. Then Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains that this Vipralamba, going of great distance, that there are three types. There's Bhavi Viraha, Bhavan Viraha, and Bhut Viraha. Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, in his book, Embankment of Separation, he has described these three types of Vipalamba, of Viraha, Bhavi Viraha, Bhavan Viraha, and Bhut Viraha. And his explanation is coming from here in Ujjwal Nilamani. Srila Rupa Goswami, he quotes in describing Bhavi Viraha. That means the separation which will happen in the future. He is describing from Uddhav Sandesh, where a woman of Vraj, she's speaking with fear, lamentation, and depression to a friend. She says, oh, my dear girl, following the king of Vraj's order, the gatekeepers in Gokul have announced the departure for Mathura early tomorrow morning. Oh, my right eye is now quivering with inauspiciousness. Because of that, my unsteady heart is trembling. I do not know the future. So Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj explained that Akura has come and he has discussed with Krishna and Balaram the importance of them going to Mathura. And then Krishna, he discusses with his father Nanda Baba and convinces Nanda Baba that they should all go to Mathura and go to the festival of Kamsa and pay their taxes. And then Nanda Baba, he goes and he discusses with his older brother, Upananda. And Upananda, by influence of Yogamaya, he also agrees. So at this point, all the residents of Vraj, they have heard that, oh, Krishna and Balaram tomorrow, that they will be going to Mathura. Mother Yashoda, she's very, very grief-stricken. She does not want to accept. So she takes her Gopal, and she takes him, and she puts him in a room and covers him up with cloth. This I'm taking from commentary of Srila Jiva Goswami. And then she tells him, don't come out. So in that night time, then all the residents, they're undergoing so much separation. And the gopis, they're in the forest. And they're crying and crying and crying. And though they have so much love for Mother Yashoda, now in this mood of separation, they become crazy. And they're saying, doesn't Mother Yashoda know that when Shyam, he goes to Mathura, that he'll see the Mathura Ramanis? And at that time, he'll become so absorbed that he will not come back. Doesn't she know? Has she lost her intelligence? And in this way, they become so irate that Krishna has not gone, but they know that in morning time that he will go. So then this is Bhavi Viraha. Then Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains Bhavan Viraha, and he's quoting from Lalit Madhav, that in the morning time, Akura, he comes to get Krishna, Balaram, Nanda Baba, so that they can head towards Mathura. But Dauji, they can find, but Gopal, nobody can find. Then Nanda Baba, he goes to Mother Yashoda and tells her, Yashode, that you bring Gopal. I promise him that he will not be out of my sight. I will be with him the whole time, and very soon we'll come back after 3 days. So then Mother Yashoda, she goes and she brings Gopal and she puts his hand in the hand of Nanda Baba. Then they go down to the horses, Akura, Balaram, Krishna. They get on the chariot, and the cowherd men and the cowherd boys get on their bullock carts. And at that time, as all the Brijbasis, they've come, and they're about to see Krishna and Balaram going off to Mathura. And it's like their life, their pran is leaving. Krishna is their pran, and their pran is leaving. And they're leaving their bodies. The gopis in the forest. And now, with this impending moment that Krishna is going to leave, then they cannot control themselves. And then they run out. And they call, hey, Shyam! Oh, Shyam! Hey, Govinda! And they're crying and crying and crying. Then the heat of separation coming from the body of Srimati Radhika and her friends, it becomes so hot, so volcanically hot, like at the time of devastation, that everybody faints. The gopis, they faint. The gopas, they faint. The cowherd boys faint. The animals, cows, horses, Akura, Baladev, everybody's fainted. And Shyam is about to pass out, but somehow he maintains himself. And then, in a very groggy manner, he gets down from the chariot and he takes the gopis and some gopis, and he goes to a kunja, forest grove. When Akura comes to consciousness, then at that time, he sees that the whole place is devastated with bodies. He resuscitates Baldev. And then they see that Krishna's footprints, along with the footprints of some of his sakis, have gone to a forest grove. They go to the forest grove, but Baldev will not go inside because it's his younger brother with his beloveds. Akrura calls out that, oh, please, you come, you come. Your parents, Devaki and Vasudev, they may be killed. You should come and save them. And he's calling out the gopis to let Shyam go. The gopis call out, oh, Akrura, you're a liar. You're a liar. We will not let him go. Don't you know? Krishna, he was born in Gokul. We all know that. Everybody knows. Why are you saying that he's son of Devaki and Vasudev? And if he goes, then all of us will die. You want to kill us. Baldev and Akrura, they have nothing to reply. After some moments, then Shyam Sundar comes out. He motions to Akrura. Akrura quickly goes and brings the horses, chariot. By this time, all of Raj, they have again come back to consciousness. And as Krishna and Baldev, they mount the chariot. And Krishna, he gives a sign to Akrura that they should proceed on. The gopis, they're crying and running to the chariot. Some are holding on to the chariot. Some are holding on to the reins of the horses. Some are throwing themselves under the chariot. Srimati Radhika, she cannot maintain, and she faints. And as Krishna, seeing all of this, he's completely overcome. And the gopis, they're crying, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Oh Govinda, you who sustain, maintain the senses, the cows, the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, the gopis, the land of Vrindavan, all the bridge buses. Will you leave us like this? Will you kill us like this? Oh Madhava, husband of the goddess of fortune, will you make us so durbhagya, so unfortunate, so terribly durbhagya? Will you do this to us? This is not befitting of you. Oh Madhav! Oh Damodar, you who are bound with the rope of affection of Mother Yashoda, you see how she's laying on the ground. You who are bound with the love affection of Srimati Radhika, will you leave her fainted like this? As they're crying and crying, the chariot, it inches forward, meandering, avoiding the gopis who are strewn there, and it goes and becomes smaller and smaller. In this context, Srila Rupa Goswami, he quotes from Lalit Madhav that Shamasaki, she's lamenting, with the sun quickly rising over Udayagiri. Means the sun is traveling over the top of the Udaya mountain. Akrura stands on the chariot, happily reciting prayers for a safe journey. Oh heart that's so devastated, oh heart that's cracking with devastation, you should immediately burst before the horses dig in the earth with their hooves. They make it burst. Meaning, why that the horses of the chariot dig the earth with their hooves? It is better I die this way than from the blows of the horses' hooves. It is better to die while seeing the Lord of my life in Raj than to watch him leave Raj. That they're lying on the earth. They're saying that it's better for my heart to burst and see Krishna than for the hooves of the horses to run over me. It is better I die in this way than the hooves of the horses. So this is Bhavan Viraha. So now, Srila Rupa Goswami, he'll describe the topic today, which is Bhut Viraha.